Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2. I'm so excited to be recording episode 2 for you. I have some exciting stuff that I want to talk about today. Just listening to conversations that people have around food and just mixing it in with my perception, what I've studied, and the law of attraction. I'd love to give you my perspective of these things, which I'm really, you know, excited to give you this information and see, you know, how you view it as well. So I want to talk today about good versus bad foods, because it's really, we use this language a lot when it comes to food, and especially in the industry of weight loss and health, especially health, we're talking about good and bad foods. And typically what I see is a very rigid approach where you have these categories of good and bad, and it's not acceptable to have bad foods. And I want to talk about that from an energetic perspective, from a law of attraction approach, and why I choose to have balance around food, despite the fact that I have studied a lot nutrition, and I've studied, and I do know actually, you know, that there is a lot of processing of foods, there's a lot of chemicals, there's a lot of preservatives. But I want to talk about from an energetic perspective what I've learned, because I found that from an energetic perspective, it always that these laws of the universe need to be respected. And I'm going to be talking about that, because from an energetic perspective, I find that I've had most of my results, and I can, you know, account for my success, I feel, around my weight due to these energetic shifts that I made. And I want to talk about that today in regards to the good and bad foods approach and black and white thinking around food. So I want to talk about it because from this perspective, because look, I am so obsessed with manifestation. I am so, so obsessed with learning this topic inside and out. And when I get obsessed about something, trust me, like, I will study it to the core. Like, I am such a nerd, and I have been a science nerd in the past, and I've studied science inside and out of weight loss. And what I mean by science is I'm referring more to the biology of the body, etc., etc. Then I was like, well, this hasn't solved my issue. I still haven't lost weight. Let me go to psychology. So then I studied psychology inside and out and learned cognitive behavioral therapy and applied that to myself. And I made huge advances. But then it was like, oh, well, I'm still not there. And then I did ask for guidance. I asked for some guidance, and I then realized that if I shifted my energy, and intuitively I was able to shift my emotions and my thought patterns, and then eventually I was able to lose weight through the process of manifestation, and I manifested my goal weight. And so that's where all of this stuff is, this this stuff has come from. And then my life has just led me to all these different teachers of manifestation in the last few years. And now I'm like, wow, there's people out there just applying this same thing to money. They're applying it to relationships. They're applying it to all aspects of life. And it sounds pretty like silly, because I feel like everyone else views it the other way. They kind of go, weight loss, like, how do you manifest weight loss? Whereas I'm like the opposite. I'm like, wow, it's so obvious that like weight loss is something that you can use the law of attraction for. But how do you get like, how do you manifest physical things? But then again, if I look at my past, like I've been manifesting physical things heaps of times. Like I've just not allowed myself to, I guess, given myself permission to ask for more. Like I manifested my home. I manifested a red brick home with cream, which is what I wanted. And I've manifested lots of other little things along the way, which maybe I'll talk about another day, because I'll get on with this topic of the good and bad foods. So let me, before, because I'm getting off on a bit of a tangent, so let's go. Okay, so what I was trying to say is basically, if you, because I've been listening to so many money coaches, and I'm going to keep referring back to money, because I feel like a lot of people who are into manifestation and like conscious manifesting, they understand some of the information out there given in relation to money. So for example, if you speak to a money coach, they'll tell you that you have to have a healthy relationship to money, right? Money is just a resource and you can't view it as good or bad. You just have to have like, it's just a resource. And I kind of see food as the same thing. It's just a resource and it shouldn't be viewed as good or bad. And I guess that my reasoning behind this from an energetic perspective, I'm going to explain. But if I'm kind of saying, I guess from an emotional perspective, I notice that it's not good if I elicit a really strong emotion around certain foods. And I'll probably get into that on another day. But basically, coming from a place of fear is not ideal. So like with anything, if you approach it from fear, it's not ideal. You want to approach from love as opposed to fear. And so if I'm really approaching it from like a higher perspective versus ego, I feel like ego is coming from that place of fear of what the bad food will do to your body, right? And that's pretty much the messages that we're getting bombarded with daily. And I think that it's not ideal from an energetic perspective. So pretty much what I prefer to do is come from an energy of loving the body, and then you have to appreciate and respect food. And you have to appreciate and respect the fact that you need micronutrients. You have to appreciate and respect the fact that you don't want to bombard your body with excess things that aren't required, right? And we know this. We know this stuff. We're told this stuff on a daily basis. I feel like there's not a lack of people out there trying to educate on the negative aspect of certain foods. It's coming from a real heavy place of fear, just like, which I'll explain in a second, like the news. So I feel like we need to be careful with the energy in which we're approaching this, because yes, we know that stuff, but it's the energy and emotions that you create around labeling foods and as good and bad that usually is not ideal. These energy and emotions, they're eliciting certain things that aren't ideal from a law of attraction and energetic perspective. And what you want to do is, yes, you want to understand and have respect for the fact that certain foods have more micronutrients than others. Micronutrients being the vitamins and minerals, etc., that we need to thrive, right? However, like on the other hand, like because I feel like that's what happens, is people have this vision of if I'm not rigid, then I'm going to end up eating chocolate all day. But if you do have that tendency, then you are eating for reasons other than hunger, and you need to address that. And that's a separate topic for another podcast episode, which I definitely want to dive into massively. But for today, I just want to say that intuitive eating is a good approach, and having balance around food is a good approach, but that's separate to eating for reasons other than hunger. So you want to, yes, respect that your body needs certain things, right? And you have to respect that. But I mean, like I said, I've been doing a lot of money mindset studies, so I just feel like it's really funny because everything's the same. Like the process, when I really think about it and I listen to these money mindset things, I'm like, wow, I actually intuitively know this stuff. That's how I was able to apply it to food. And I feel like I'm not the only one here. I bet you a lot of you will feel the same when you listen to certain things. Intuitively, you know it. Like you feel like you know it. It sounds familiar, or there's like some sort of innate feeling that you can be guided to know this is the way that you should be, right? And I feel like when I listen to these money mindset stuff, it's all familiar to me because I'm like, holy shit, like this is what I've applied. I just have to apply it to everything else. Because really, it's the same process. Like there's minor tweaks for different topics in different areas of life, but the principles and the foundations remain the same because of the laws of the universe. And now I'm going to explain from my understanding and my life, I guess, interpretations of my studies of food and nutrition, etc., etc., and all of my studies of psychology, and just I guess the bulk of what I've learned in my life, which is like, you know, 10 to up to 12, 15 years of studying food and weight loss, health, etc., etc., is that, you know, you want to respect food in your body, and this respect comes from an energy of love rather than fear. Because remember, what you focus on is what you get. So are you focusing on an energy of love? Is the energy around food predominantly a good energy, or is it coming from fear? Like, because what you focus on is what you're going to get. So let me elaborate. For example, if you are focusing on avoiding certain foods because they are bad for you, then what are you focusing on? You're focusing on the negative of what you don't want. You want to focus on what you do want. So you're not going to focus on foods that are bad for you. You're going to focus on the positive aspects of food and how amazing it is and how healthy it makes you, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's that appreciation and respect, like how amazing is food? Like it allows us to be alive, that kind of stuff, you know, rather than, oh my God, focusing on the negative aspects of food, like, oh, there's so many processed foods and there's sugar and there's dairy and it's the way that, you know, milk protein is bad for you and the processing is bad for you, or meat, and there's so many different like theories out there, and it's like, oh my God, like there's just too much. It's like it's so much fear-based messages that we're receiving on a daily basis. Like I feel like, you know, us as like learning about manifestation and all of us that are into it are like, no, at the core, that like, you know, we try to avoid watching the news because we're bombarded with fear-based messages. But I feel like people forget that when it comes to food, and it's like you're announcing constantly and putting out messages constantly of how food causes like it's causing cancer and diabetes and you need to avoid these things and it's really scary and you need to like be restrictive and blah blah blah. And I feel like it's the same as with news focusing on, you know, oh my god, there's like so much crime and so much death and blah blah blah. Like, you're focusing on the negative, you're not going to change the world by focusing on what's wrong with it. You're not going to be healthy by focusing on what's wrong with food. It's the same thing. And you can appreciate and understand that you don't want to be exposed to crime or death or danger, but at the same time, you're not going to listen to the fear-based messages about crime all day long, because then you're focusing on and your energy and thoughts are aimed at what you don't want. So it has to be the same with food. You can't spend your energy focusing on what's bad about food. You want to spend your energy focusing on what's good about food. And it's all about what you think about all day long. So you have to just set a procedure in place about how you're going to eat and not allow yourself to get too caught up in it, because that's when, yeah, from an energetic perspective, like, it, what you focus on matters. So I hope that makes sense, because I just went on a bit of a total rant just then. Like, tuned out and just let that come out. But yeah, so basically when you approach the situation from a place of, you know, none of this particular food is allowed because it's bad, and anything that's not healthy is not tolerated because you will get sick or you'll have no energy or you'll get cancer, you'll get diabetes, you'll gain weight, etc., etc. It's coming from fear, and that's what you focus on, that's what you're going to manifest. And I can tell you now that if you have this fear-based energy, for me, I've been through this and I've experienced this firsthand. When I was eating, I was struggling with, I guess you could call it orthorexia. I was really afraid of preservatives and unclean foods to a very extreme extent. I was eating 100% clean. I wouldn't even eat chocolate or I wouldn't eat out. I was eating 100%, like, so obsessed. I was seeing a naturopath, taking sups, and of course, like, these things are good, like eating healthy is good, naturopaths, taking supplements are all good, but you have to have the right energy and mindset, because I was coming from a place of fear and I felt worse. I've never felt more worse in my life than in those times when I was in that energy compared to now. So it's really important to consider these things when we're looking at our lives and we're looking at health and we're looking at weight and we're looking at what we're bombarded with on a daily basis and these fear-based messages around food, because what you are focusing on and the certain foods eliciting this energy of being bad and eliciting a strong emotional response that these foods are bad, as opposed to when you think of a certain food and you're chilled out, you're like, this is kind of how I feel now. Like, I would think of chocolate and I don't elicit a strong emotional response. Whereas in the past, I used to be like, no, chocolate's bad, don't have the chocolate, and elicit a strong emotional response, which is really putting out an energy around food. You're giving off a different vibe when you elicit those strong emotional responses around certain foods that you essentially fear because they're bad. And so the other aspect is being quite chilled and respecting food and not seeing it as good or bad. It just elicits a different energy, a different emotional response, which I believe is so much healthier long term. I just feel it within myself that that's a better experience for me in so many different aspects. You know, the other thing is, like, I prefer the balance approach to food, because our bodies are resilient. Like, I feel like we don't give it enough credit. And it's like, if you're going to have some chocolate and red wine, like, you're not going to die. We're resilient, you know? And we can appreciate and understand, you know, food, like I've said, foods can have been processed, they can have preservatives, additives, etc., etc. But to me, it's kind of like I need to use a little bit of brain trickery. Because logically, you can know that, right? You can respect that, you know, there's processing, there's preservatives, etc., etc. Like you can go organic, etc., etc. There's all these things, right? You can choose to logically know that, but at the same time, like simultaneously, you don't want to focus on this fear, rigidity, and black and white thinking, because it's just not sending the right energy. Because for me, it's about having the healthy relationship to food, still having respect for it. Like, you're not going to go crazy and eat junk food all the time and expect to be fit and healthy. That's like saying, well, I can manifest money and then I go and get myself into tons of debt and then I feel really crap and guilty about it. It's the same thing. Like, you go and eat tons of junk food and then you feel like crap and you feel guilty. It's not like that. There's a fine dance and you have to learn that dance. And it's not to say that, you know, we're all still on a journey. People can still be learning that dance and learning their aspect of moderation around foods and having balance. But you do have to respect that there's laws in place. And yes, you know, there's the laws of biology, chemistry, and physics of the body. But you have to respect the laws of the universe, and you come from a place of love as opposed to fear. Just like with everything that we learn through manifestation, is coming from a place of love as opposed to fear, higher self versus ego. It's the same thing applied to food. And then when we look at good and bad, and we're focusing on the fear-based mentality, and we're basically saying my body is not capable of handling any chemicals at all, my body is not resilient, therefore I have to cut everything out, I just don't agree with this, because I feel like we're manifesting a weak body. Like, we have to give ourselves a bit more credit. Our bodies can be quite resilient. We can have moderation and balance of food and enjoy ourselves socially and not isolate ourselves from eating certain foods and socializing. Again, like, I mean, like, from a perspective of learning more about your body, being intuitive and seeing how your body reacts to balance. But you have to also be careful as to what messages you've been listening to, and are you manifesting that food to cause a reaction in your body because of what you've told yourself, or do you genuinely have a reaction to the food, which I've struggled with myself. So I just think if you approach food from an energy of I'm not resilient and I need to cut all bad foods out, I just feel like you're manifesting your body to not be resilient. And I'm just saying this because I feel like I've had that to be true for myself in the past, and shifting that, suddenly my body is more resilient and it's just so much better. And when I start listening to the fear-based messages, I go back to that place of feeling like shit. And that's why I try to avoid that, and I just focus on having an energy of love around food and still respecting food and appreciating food. So I hope that makes sense. But like I'm not perfect in the sense that I am still highly sensitive to food, for example, gluten, but I'm just less sensitive now than when I had more like perfectionism and a really rigid mindset around food, which I basically did for so many years, like throughout my 20s. So now kind of I've been headed into a different place for the last 4 years. And I just have noticed so many benefits for my gut health and hormonal health, and my weight just seems so easy now. So definitely compared to heading into like orthorexia territory, having eating disorders, etc. in the past, like I'm so much healthier now due to changing my relationship with food and taking into account the law of attraction and the energy that I have around food. Because food, you know, I can appreciate the variety of food and the awesome different tastes that we can have and how you can travel and try so many different types of foods rather than being so afraid of how the food was processed and what's in it. I do have an awareness of the ingredients of food, like I said. Like, I do have that aspect of me that's not completely ignorant to what's going on. You don't want to be completely ignorant of what's going on. It's kind of like with money, how I've been learning that you don't want to be ignorant as to what's going on in your account. Like, you want to track your account, right? You want to know how much is in your account. You want to be tracking your account, but you're not eliciting a strong emotional response. You're just like, yeah, this is how much money I have, you know, it's great. It's kind of like that with food. Like, you want to have an awareness of the ingredients, but at the same time, you don't want to elicit this fear of, oh my God, I can't eat this because it's got this in it, you know, unless you have a, like me, you can't have gluten, you have an allergy, like intolerance, etc. But at the same time, like, I have an awareness of the ingredients, but I'm not going to fear eating the foods that I love. I'm not going to fear having chocolate. I'm not going to fear having a burger. I'm not going to fear having pizza, whereas I used to really, really badly. So yeah, that's kind of my perspective on that. And I guess it's difficult, it's easy to prove how certain foods cause disease from a scientific perspective, but it's virtually impossible. You cannot like study this kind of thing in science. You can't study what the energy does. I mean, you can study psychology, and yes, psychology, there's so much scientific knowledge around the psychology of food that I feel like people do not look at, and I just think that it's very important. But it is very difficult from an energetic perspective to study this kind of thing. But yeah, I guess that's kind of what I wanted to cover regarding that. Like, I have so much other stuff that I can talk about, but I'm probably going to save that for another episode, because I feel like that's maybe enough for you guys today. But I hope that you enjoyed this show. So basically, yeah, good and bad foods, my law of attraction approach to moderation around food. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe. Or check out my website, nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.